about your bed.
Good morning, good morning.
Don't be asleep, shit.
Good morning, good morning.
Closing out this lovely combo, we got to talk about causes. Connie and I have done Share a Meal. We've done, you know, some tutorials here for children, works of that sort. You know, we like to give back. And then one way that we learned that you give back is by child advocacy, you know. I think you work in the sports arena, right? Don't you work in the sports?
I do. I work sports medicine.
Sports medicine, right. For big teams, right?
Yeah, we do. So my doctor is the team doctor for the Nets, along with another physician. He's also a consultant for the Giants. Okay. And also for, I always get this wrong, NBA something, whatever. We see a lot of athletes. It doesn't only have to be like Giants or Nets. We see almost kind of everyone you can think of. And it's fun. It's fun work. It is, you know, you get to meet a lot of big famous people, but it's a lot of work.
But you're helping people get over their ailments and things like that and helping them feel better and all that good stuff.
Right. So we're foot and ankle. So yeah, that's basically what we do, you know, ankle sprains, fractures, all that stuff that avoid, you know, that stops them from playing. Then we have to just go in, fix it, get them back out there at a good time. You know, you got the drafts, you got the combine, we had a whole bunch of, you have March Madness, like anything you can think of. You have preseason for the NFL. Like we just have to make sure these guys are good to go.
So you got the nursing, you got the rehabbing, and where I'm segueing to is the child advocacy, because I didn't know too much about it, but in getting ready to talk to you about it, I found out that this is a big deal. This has a .gov out there about this stuff. When there's a .gov, it's federal serious level of issues, versus. It's so serious. Like, just real quick, just, you know, tell us about how you got into that and what child advocacy is.
Oh, well, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because May is Foster Care Month and June is Reunification Month. And those are like the biggest things that, you know, those are the biggest issues out there. So I was an impacted parent. I don't like to say that I am, because I overcame that part. So I told you guys, I have children. My oldest, he's 18. He's going to be 19. Just for a little background, he was always rebellious, very young age, but you know, what do parents tell you? Oh, he's going to grow out of it. He's a boy. He'll be okay. But my son was just a little extra, and I did everything with him. Like he was extracurriculars. He got into minor league in football here in the city. Like I was able to get so many things going for him. Sleepovers, you know, if he wanted to have his friends over, he wanted to go hang out with his friends. Vacations, whatever you can think of that at least I didn't have growing up. My mother was like, yeah, girl, you could go play in that backyard. You'll be okay. You know? So I just couldn't understand like why it wasn't working. Long story short, he got a little too out of hand. And unfortunately, Administration for Children's Services had to get involved, which is ACS. I don't know what it's called. It's called different than everywhere else.
Child Protective Services.
You have CPS, ACS, so wherever, you know, in all the states it differs. So in my head, I was thinking, well, you know what? I need help. Growing up, you hear about ACS or CPS and you're like, oh, that's the black sheep of the community, especially low income minority communities. You don't want them involved in anything. And I never really understood why. You know, everybody's all, they're going to take your kids away. They're going to do this. They're going to hinder you. I never understood that. So of course, me being super naive, I'm just like, well, if they're getting involved, maybe they'll help me. Maybe they'll give me advice. Maybe they'll help my son. They'll see what it is that he needs. What are the resources we need, you know, as a family? And sure enough, that is not what happened. I was not listened to at all. They, if anything, the fact that I wasn't able to control him, which I think is silly. I'm not trying to control my son. But the fact that I was able to control him was the problem. So now the parent is the problem, because now they just try to sweep you the ground. Anyway, I was able, it was really a terrible time. And worst of all, you know, now that time is over, they didn't even help him. He didn't get the help he needed. You know, I was asking for so many resources for him because I knew I was okay. They didn't listen, hung me out to dry. And that's kind of like how I got into it, because I kept telling myself, well, there has to be more. This can't be the organization that the government put in place to help families, and they're not helping families. And then I kept hearing just horror stories from a lot of other parents and a lot of other families. I'm like, no, like art, kind of like how we were talking about knowing the outcomes and knowing the stuff. Like in my mind, I'm just like, well, if this person is assigned to do this, then why aren't they doing this? And why aren't they receiving this resource? Like maybe I need to start working there. So I was able to speak through like a parent advocate that I met along this journey. She gave me the name of an organization, and it's called JMAC for Families, which is what I'm part of. And it's founded by like the toughest leader, advocate, activist, community organizer, and educator I've ever met. Her name is Joyce McMillan. She was also an affected parent. And she, you can read about her story everywhere, like, you know, her children taken away for a simple thing. I think it was like marijuana use, which is insane. Yeah. They were like, oh, she's a danger to her and her children. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? And this was a long time. This was before. Wow. Yeah. A long time ago. So she fought to the bitter end. And finally a judge looked at everything and was like, no, you need to give her children back today. But it took, you know, however much time for her and her family to be apart. Kids don't understand they're being ripped apart from their parents. They don't tell your children, well, this is what's happening. They're just like, well, in one case, one of the caseworkers told one of the children, oh, your mother just doesn't want you.
What?
And that wasn't that's right. Awful. It is. And I was just like, yeah, that's not right. So when I met Joyce, we spoke. JMAC for Families is also founder of PLAN, which is Parent Legislative Action Network. So what we do is we work alongside like your local public defenders, lawyers. We work alongside the social workers over, whether they're students or alumni at Columbia University. They're a big ally with us. And we just help spread the word. Like letting parents, right now I'm in the subcommittee, the Know Your Rights subcommittee. And I just literally walk around certain communities. We set it all up and we talk to parents about their rights, about the do's and don'ts. If ACS or CPS comes knocking on your door, what your rights are, because by law, they're supposed to let us know. Well, you don't have to talk to us. You don't even have to let us in. But they come in and they literally lie and tell you, well, if you don't let us in, we're going to take your children away today.
So it's not the advocacy of the child, it's the advocacy of the parent we're talking about here.
Exactly, exactly.
Child advocacy leads to the advocacy of the parent. Of the parent. Okay.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, the last thing you want is to split up a family. That should be last resort. But unfortunately, for these organizations, they have so much power that that's their first resort. That's how they use like this fear tactic. Well, if you don't take this drug test, then your kids are gone. It's just like, well, wait, nobody placed a call for a drug test. What are you talking about? Yeah, they start throwing all these things at you and you're just like, they really bombard you to a point where you're just scared and you feel like you have to succumb to whatever it is that they're saying. It is a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, see, this is how I grew up. Because what you're talking about now is different than the way I grew up. Like, I got whoopings. I don't know if y'all still remember what those were, but whoopings were a thing. So when you did bad shit, you got a whooping for it. I know personal people that I'm very close to, that I'll leave at that, that their kids picked up the phone and called the CPS on their folks. I was from the place where after I got a whooping, my mom hand me the phone and say, call somebody, call the police, go ahead, go call them. I will help you pack your shit. My mom didn't use word shit, but she was saying that in her mind. I will help you pack your shit and you can go ahead and leave this house right now and not lose a wink of sleep out of it. Now, from the people that I know that are close to me, they literally call on their parents and say, you can't do nothing to me. You can't do A, B, C, and D. One of them said, well, you know what? I ain't going to clean up this house before they get here too. Don't get embarrassed when they walk in here. Y'all need to clean up before they come up in here. Another one was like, they was just like, we didn't do anything to her but discipline her. So when I think about child advocacy, that's what pops in my brain is that, you know, you got these people that are coming over saying, brum, brum, what did you do to your child? How did you discipline your child? We're going to take your child away because you disciplined them or you corrected them. But it's not even like that. Like, it's like the kids have a certain power, but you're also saying that the people that are over the agency flex their power on you and say, we are your bosses, submit to a pop drug test. We going to bombard our way in here and we can threaten to take your kids away from you. Like,
idiot. Like, kids should know, like, they could get taken away.
Right. And you know, it's, you know? But it's true, but it's interesting because that's what happened with my son. I didn't put my hands on him or anything, and I had to discipline him. And he got real big and bold. And it's okay for me to talk about it, but he got real big and bold to a point, I guess, where people were like, okay, we got a call. Like, people had to get in the middle. Like, he was just like, I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm just like, boy, who are you talking to? Right. And I remember, we grew up with weapons now. I used to go to school and I had to sit on my side. Like, I can't tell nobody. My mama just beat me in my ass, but I can't sit down the right way. Okay. Yeah. Right. So I'm just like, what is going on? And he was very happy. He was just like, oh yeah. Like, he got what he wanted. But then once we were split, he was just like, okay, so where do I go from here? It's just like, well, cause he was 17 at the time. So I'm just like, well, I can fight to try to help you. Meanwhile, you were removed because you wanted to go, but I'm still being mama bear. I can fight to try to get you what you need. And that's what I did. And they were like,
they take him?
Well, he was removed from my home. He was 17. So they were like, we're just going to place him in a foster home. And I'm just like,
ended up in a foster home. What am I doing here?
Right. And then he's just like, well, I don't want to be here. And he would just leave. They didn't even, so he just left at one point, and he was missing for like 48, maybe 72 hours. And by law, you're supposed to report because he's remanded to the commissioner of the state. So by law, you're supposed to, say, you know, this kid is missing. They didn't report him. I was out in the street looking for my child. I was out. Yeah, I was looking. I was like, where is he?
iPhone didn't work.
Listen, he had his phone all the way off. He knew what he was doing. Yes. So I was just like, he is missing. And then finally he popped up on his 18th birthday and was like, all right, I'm signing myself out of foster care. Bye. I'm out.
Wow.
He knew what he was doing, but that's the problem. You're not giving these families the resources they need. Children are able to make these types of decisions and they're not ready for them. So now it's just like, so where do we go from here? How do we rebuild? There's no rebuilding. Wow. There isn't anything at
all. But now,
how
old is he now?
He's going to be 19 in September.
Oh, okay. So he's out living on his own?
He's living on his own, doing whatever he wants. He calls me whenever he wants. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. I'm great. Ooh. How are you?
There's still some residue.
Right, because that the whole point of these organizations is to reunify and to kind of meld whatever the issue is. So for me, I'm always gonna be mama bear, but in the back of my mind, I'm just like, well, you know what you did, right? Like, you're in this situation because you chose it. I was trying. We wasn't.
Well, but is okay. He like doing okay, or is he?
He tells me he's doing okay. I know he says,
but no, he wants to be on his own, right?
Wholeheartedly wants to be on his own. As soon as he turned 18, he said, I'm out of here. I said, okay, all right. Are you sure you're ready? He's like, I'm out. I'm gone.
There's something noble about that.
Right.
Yeah, he's like an adult. I mean, I moved down when I was 19. I was like, oh, I'm moving in wherever I'm going. My parents were like, what?
Right.
I was like, well, I'm getting a job and I'm going to get my own apartment.
That's because we were brought up different. I don't think Connie ever had corporal punishment, though.
Oh.
Did you?
Not like beat, like.
Did you got a spanking? You got spanking?
In that time where they disciplined you. But then, I was just scared of them.
I was scared of mine too. I still fuck up.
Sure, right, me too.
Did you get like spankings for real, Connie? Like you got spanked? I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about what I told you.
Oh well, not like that.
Every syllable. Not to. It's just like, wait, why you gotta cut? Like, you talk so fast. Why you gotta? All of a sudden they slow down.
Max said your cry get caught in your throat. Yeah.
You got the booger bubble. Just like, what?
Connie never got hit like that, I swear.
Not like that.
Connie, if I gotta tell you again, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna throw you down these stairs.
Yeah, and you're just like, are you kidding me?
Meeting, not the physical.
Oh no, yes. Girl.
Mental's not good either.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's when you're like, okay, I'm not like, okay. No, but like, then, you know, when I was like 19, I was like, okay, now I'm on my own.
That's what I was going to say. That was my revelation to myself. So when you talk about this moment, that was where he was getting real buck up to you. And he was like, oh, okay, you want to step to me. You got a problem just off the jump because, you know, you playing with the wrong one. That's how you probably taught him. And it's like, when I was having a problem with my parents, I was mad at religion. I was mad at their rules. I was like, I'm going to go out of this house. I don't care what y'all talking about. And I think that, that's what should happen more instead of everybody being triggered and coddled and all this other stuff.
Right.
So he left. Is there a certain level of you that says, you know what? You did play me, but you out there on your own. Let's see how you going to do. Let's see how you hold up over the next few years.
You know, there is a part of me, because before anything even happened, I would tell him all the time, I'm like, listen, it's rough out there. I'm trying to teach you these things, because when you go out there, it's a different world. It's not that easy. So now that he is out there, like, he'll call me, he'll be like, so if I just want to move into an apartment, I said, well, you need at least 4 of your pay stubs. You need to at least make this one. You might need a cosigner. You need some good credit. He's like, wait, I need credit? I'm just like, yeah, you need.
You got to build that up by doing the right thing for a while.
Right. And one thing he did say to me, this wasn't recent, but one thing he did say, he said, you know, all that stuff you used to tell me, he's like, I see why you used to tell me that. I'm like, really? And I left it at that. But Art, you know, in my head, I said, I told you so. You know, okay. I mean, we got to bring it back full circle. In my head, I said, I told you so with the lip sucking and everything.
Ain't help it.
But I listened and I said, yeah, you know, it's wild out here. It's a rough world. And I said, and you're in New York. It doesn't make it any easier. So he's like, I get it. All right.
I'm on the fence.
Okay. Now he's growing up. He's figuring it out. He's like being his own person. I mean, at some point, that's what people have to do, right?
And right.
As long as he's surviving, right?
That's what I learned
for your child, is that they can survive out in the world. So
right. And that's what I learned. I was just like, okay, I have to let it go. Because at first I would be like so worried and like, oh, you know, moms. And I'm just like, I don't know. Oh my God. And then finally I say, you know what? It's so crazy once you sit back and you realize he wants this. Okay. Right. I gotta back off.
Yeah.
I gotta let him do his thing because this is what he wants. Okay. He'll learn along the way, the same way I learned. And that's just how I have to keep thinking about it. Because it's still your child, right?
But yeah, that's what I had to learn. My mama wasn't going to never let me go, but she had to let me go. I got estranged and I came back to them. Mm-hmm. And it's like the best relationship ever now. I'm glad we went through everything. Once again, like you say, throwing back, just realizing that if you just sit still for a little bit and let the things do their process, you'll see why everything happened. It all really did happen for a reason, because the relationship I have with my mom now is something I couldn't imagine when I was 19. I couldn't even imagine it. And I love it so much. It gives me so much joy, but I can still remember them whoopings too. And I'd be like, I was real mad at that time, Ma. I really did hate you. I felt that in my soul. My spirit told me I hate you right now and I don't want to look at you. All those feelings were real, and how those things process, especially from a young boy, testosterone filled, trying to be a real man in this world, especially in New York City, coming from where, you know, if you the mom that I think you is with these whoopings with the Bronx and all that, it's like you didn't raise no softy. Connie didn't come from soft shit either. I ain't come from no soft shit. You know, you get them ready to go out there and then you got to let it go. But I didn't know that child advocacy actually would advocate for the parents in this regard as much as they do the child. And I guess there's a lot of authority figures out there that would take the rights of the parents and believe the child only and strip you of your rights and make you the villain.
Right. Or even believe, like, if somebody just places an anonymous call, you know, like, it could be somebody, like, I've heard disgusting stories of just, like, a neighbor being upset because they live, you know, the people above them have, like, 4 children and they're, you know, jumping around. I've heard stories of the neighbors calling because they just too loud. It's just kidding me? Like, really? Instead of just either knocking, like, back in the day, I would knock and be like, yo, please, can you, you know, or speak to your landlord. You really want to call Child Protective Services because your neighbor upstairs has children and they don't stop stomping? You think that's okay for you to just put that family in that type of angst and fear instead of just saying, hey, can you just chill out? You know, like, come on. Yeah. There's just different ways to do things. You don't do that. I heard some crazy, crazy stories. And parents don't know what to do. They freeze up and they're just like, well, if I cooperate, everything's going to be okay. Because if I don't cooperate, then they're going to, you know, my kids are going to be taken away. They're going to put my name in some type of registry. You know, I'm not going to be able to work. when in fact it's like, even if you're working with them half the time, there's just whatever you say, they try to use it against you anyway. You're just like, well, there's no winning. There's no winning.
So when is the advocacy month?
So, well, May is foster care month, and then June is reunification month.
So what we're going to do is we're going to chop up this piece of broccoli right here, because this we can like drop and coincide with some of these things on just talking about this topic by itself, because it's very interesting. And your story with that is interesting, because like I said, my situation with child advocacy was like, y'all can advocate for him now. Y'all can take him on out of here. Y'all can advocate for him all the way to wherever y'all going to take him. He don't want to be in my house and follow my rules. Advocate away. Right. But there's so many different levels. And you guys definitely go check out It's Michelle on these topics, as well as all of the other topics that we touched on. We touched on success. We touched on relationships. We touched on podcasting itself. And this is just our first outing. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we come on your show. Are we going to be coming on your show?
Yeah, it's going to be lit.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Don't. Are we coming? Our is going through A, B, C, D, E, F, and G right now. You see him? You see the little calculations going on? Yeah.
Our segue is right on to your show, damn it. It has been a joy. We knew it would be.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And I love hearing about the child advocacy, because I didn't know anything about that. So that was a new thing, like, I think, to shed light on it. Because it seems like there should be some way for this group to actually listen to see what is actually happening, right? I mean, if you're just getting like random calls from the neighbors, I mean, anybody could call on anybody, and then all of a sudden someone's taking your children away. And that just seems like,
it just doesn't make
extreme sense. Right? But there should be, I mean, I think if a child is in danger, it makes sense, and somebody needs to be able to make that call. But yeah,
to say the least.
It is very interesting. It is a very interesting, I'm telling you, once I was there and I kind of learned all these things, I'm just like, whoa, the math ain't mathing, because this does not make any sense. And we've had a lot of talks with a lot of like big leaders local leaders here and stuff like that. And I'm just like, well, yeah, I don't understand. We out here trying to make a change. Certain bills we're trying to push, you know, that are like, and Senate now they're looking at and stuff like that. So I'm just like, listen, like, this is no joke. You guys have no idea what these parents are going through. So that's what we're trying to have. You know, we're trying to be their voice.
We're going to put some links down for that when this comes out, so that people can definitely have those links here and send them right over to you to talk more about that, because you definitely know what you're talking about. Awesome. And you're just a whole bunch of fun. Everybody definitely listen to the It's Michelle podcast every Monday for your health. Please do it. We want y'all to know that we have the best guests ever. The best guests.
I cannot wait to have you guys on. It's going to be amazing.
What are you going to say on your side? You're going to be like, guess what, guys? I got the best guests ever.
Right? And be like, I have the best. You gotta like really.
We appreciate you taking so many minutes out of your day to talk with us. We have had a ball, and we got to do it again. And it sounds like it's gonna be on your show. So everybody, stay tuned for that. And you know what it is. I mean, actually, you're gonna have to jump in here. I'm Art,
and I'm Connie,
and
I'm Michelle,
and this is the Get Up Team podcast with Art and Connie, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Like, follow, subscribe, and
don't remember, don't be a sleep sheet. go with thegut.com and buy a Don't Be a Sleep Sheet sweater. It's Michelle's gonna get one because she joined us today, but you guys can get one too.
Get the merch, y'all.
Get that merch. We appreciate y'all.
We'll see you next time.
It's Michelle podcast coming your way.
Bye.
That's awesome. I'm going to push the stop button.